I was reminded of this idea in an email I got recently. This is a very interesting idea to keep in mind and really a very beautiful idea to think of when we make the bracha of Hamotzi. There's a Tosfos, a Maseches Brachos on Daf Lamed Ches Amid Beis, where they're discussing the bracha of what's the correct nusach for the bracha of Hamotzi Lechem Min Ha'aretz, and Tosfos Paskins, I mean the Gemara Paskin, Behilchsa Hamotzi Lechem Min Ha'aretz. And then the Tosos comments over there about the nusach of the bracha. He quotes the Yerushalmi, and then he quotes the pasuk. Then Tosos quotes the pasuk of Matzmiach Chatzur Levehema Ve'esev La'avodasa Adam Lahotzi Lechem Min Ha'aretz. So he says that this source of Lahotzi Lechem Min Ha'aretz is similar to similar to Lashon of Hamotzi Lechem Min Ha'aretz, and therefore, so we pattern the Lashon of the bracha after this pasuk, and then Tosfos concludes Va'al Kein Yesh Liv Tzoa B'Shtei Yadav Be'Eser Etzpa Osav Neged Yud Tevo Shebemikrazeh. So he says that that's why when we make the bracha on bread, we should hold it in both of our hands in order to be holding it in all 10 fingers. Meaning that generally the Gemara has an idea that one should hold the food in one's hand when you make a bracha. Really, even a Birchas HaMitzvah, you should hold the item in your hand and recite the bracha on it. So normally, if you're right hand, you hold in your right hand. Maybe, and the generally accepted practice, unless there's a reason dafka to hold it in your right hand, is a lefty would hold it in the left hand. But when it comes to making hamotzi, you should hold it in both hands in honor of the pasuk from which some of the nusach of the bracha is taken. And this is the pesach in the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Kuf Samach Zayin Sif Dalet. It says Yitin Shtei Yadav Al Pas B'Shasa Bracha. You should put both of your hands on the pas at the time of the bracha. Sheyesh Bahen Yud Etzbaos, that you have because you have 10 fingers. And then he says another reason brought in the Rishonim, Kineged Yud Mitzvos Hatluyos Bepas. So he says, because that's in honor of the 10 mitzvos that are contingent on bread getting to your table, basically. L'kach yesh Yud Tevos Bebirchas Hamotzi, V'Yud Tevos Bepasuk Matzmiach Chatzir Livhema, V'Yud Tevos Bepasuk Einechol Eilecha Yisaberu, V'Yud Tevos Bepasuk Eretz Chito Sa'ora, V'yud tevos v'pasuk v'yitem lecha. So the Mechaber here quotes a number of other sources that we have ten words in a number of psukim, including 10 words in the bracha as well. And this is all based on this Yerushalmi that Tosfos has quoted, and the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat and Chavtal paraphrases the Yerushalmi, and he writes ki eser mitzvos. Adam osa ad shelo yochal prusas pas v'shasa charisha, right? So he says, what do you observe the 10 mitzvos until it becomes bread? So at the time of the charisha, lo sachros b'shor v'chamor yachdom v'shasa zria son chalo sizra kilayim v'shas disha lo sachsom shor v'disha leket shikha peya truma meiser rishon v'sheni v'chala, right? So you have all of these mitzvos that you can observe when it comes to bringing bread to the table from the time. You know, you plow the field till the time that the bread reaches your table. So you should have all 10 of these mitzvos in mind. Really, the idea is that you should remember all of these sources in the Torah that are associated with the number 10 by holding the bread in your hands with all 10 of your fingers. And that's the reason why we bedafka hold. Maybe Dafka hold the bread with 2 hands as opposed to everything else that we would hold with 1 hand, because it's not associated with this. Just in general, this is a really unbelievable idea of Shivisi Hashem L'Negdi Samid, that a person should always be associated with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah when one eats. You know, normally, again, we never want to separate completely between the physical and the spiritual, and this is another way that we can connect spiritually when engaged in a physical activity like eating. Specifically, remember that the psukim, which stress the fact that this all comes directly from Hashem, and also to stress all of the mitzvos and all of the thought to that is placed upon the spirituality when it comes to our physical needs.